If you've been around the TTAP world for any length of time, you've probably heard the phrase that less is more with TTAP. Well, it isn't just with TTAP, it's with a lot of things. And we tend to overdo things and over obligate ourselves, and we get into issues with adrenal fatigue and thyroid problems. So one thing to recognize with TTAP is that it was actually designed to be countercultural to what the fitness scene was when Teresa designed it. She's way ahead of her time. Now you'll see more of the short workouts and understanding that more and harder and faster and longer is not the most healthy way to look at fitness. So what you want to do, though, is learn how to activate those muscles in the best way you can to the most, going to your max, Teresa always says. That's with repetitions, that's with your flexibility, that's with a lot of the dynamics and the principles of TTAP. It is a process. You're learning, you're incorporating more into your workouts and even into your daily routines. So remember, even if you have a long workout and you're struggling with energy, you know, break that into 15 or 20 minute segments. Always remember to start with your primary back stretch. So less is more. It's not how many minutes of a workout you can fit into your day or your week. It is learning how to work with your body, how to listen to the signals when you need to rest. It's about letting your body recovery. It's about anti-inflammatory movements and things that we do that decrease and prevent inflammation. So if you're one of those type A personalities like I am, and you think that you have to do it all, you have to kind of set that aside and recognize that that's not probably the healthiest viewpoint, at least with fitness and probably with our whole life view. And so paradigm shift, I've had a lot of paradigm shifts with when I came into TTAP from the traditional fitness world. And it's really helped me to become more balanced in my entire life. It's always a process and I'm still working on it, and you probably are too. But just remember, this is not about no pain, no gain, and some of those other phrases that used to be popular. That's really going to be counterproductive to what you're trying to do here. And sometime I'll talk about the whole research now about how the excessive aerobic activity will actually make you fat. So that's not what we're going for. But for now, just keep that in mind, that your mindset is important while you're doing this challenge. And throughout, it's probably a thread that should run throughout our lives, but we need to keep balance, we need to keep focus, and we need to understand that this isn't about volume of activity. It's about doing it to the best of our abilities with the knowledge that we have now, knowing that that'll expand and grow, and so will the benefits that we see from our TTAP workouts.